This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Taylor Swift's rumored boyfriend, Matthew Healy, who fronts the band The 1975, is in hot water after appearing on a podcast. The host made fun of rapper Ice Spice, calling her a chubby Chinese lady and sounding like an Inuit Spice Girl. Healy then joined in to imitate Chinese and Hawaiian accents. Hey Taylor, was that race car driver too fast for you? Britney Spears has agreed to Kevin Federline's request to move to Hawaii with their sons. Yep. Federline's attorney said, quote, "It's an opportunity for Kevin and his wife, and the boys are ready to get away from the LA microscope," unquote. Spears reportedly has not spoken to her kids in over a year. Good. Less loco, more moco. Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen and actress Hailee Steinfeld are officially a couple after they were seen at Hotspot Sushi by Bao in New York. The duo ordered the 17-course Bougie Omakase experience and after several shots of sake, began making out at the sushi bar. Yep, nothing sexier than making out with someone with a mouthful of raw fish. Check, please! Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello had a cuddly date night during Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. The on-again, off-again couple appeared very physical during the show at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. At one point during the show, Shawn was sitting on a chair with his arms around Camila, and they were spotted kissing. And a biblical weather event didn't occur, so that's a plus. Al Pacino, 79, got his 29-year-old girlfriend pregnant. The girlfriend, Noor Al-Fala, is 8 months pregnant with her first child. Pacino already has a daughter, 33, with Jan Tarrant, as well as 22-year-old twins with Beverly D'Angelo, best known from the National Lampoon Vacation films. Well played, Al-Fala. Well played.
Dead or alive?
Two and a Half Men, former child actor Angus T. Jones played the son of John Cryer and the nephew of Charlie Sheen on the popular series. Dead or alive? Alive. The 29-year-old, who was seen publicly for the first time in over a year, is now known as a right-wing conspiracy theorist. So, alive, but brain dead. Keanu Reeves performed with his band Dogstar at the Bottle Rock Festival, marking its first live set in 23 years. Yep, Reeves played bass along with guitarist Brett Domrose and drummer Robert Mailhouse, who played songs from their early albums Our Little Visionary and Happy Ending, as well as songs from their forthcoming album, which no one will care about. Tina Turner's daughter-in-law claims the late singer was worried that her son Ronnie would follow in his father Ike Turner's abusive footsteps. Afida Turner, who was married to Ronnie in 2007 until his death in 2022, said that Tina would tell her, quote, "You don't want to stay with him. He's going to be like his father," unquote. As they say, don't be like Ike. Elon Musk is being ruthlessly roasted online over a viral video of him awkwardly dancing at a rave in Mexico. The Tesla CEO was caught gawkily swaying to house music with his hands placed on the back of his head at dance group Rufus Du Sol's Sundream Baja Music Festival. Utterly painful. Google it. Or don't.
Idiot of the Week!
Nick Cannon's latest joke fell flat among WWE fans after he made a bizarre comment about impregnating current champion Bianca Belair. The Masked Singer host, who shares 12 children with 6 women, appeared on his show Wildin' Out, where he verbally sparred with Belair, saying he wanted to impregnate her while her husband stood nearby. Idiot! Lana Del Rey performed her first live show in more than 3 years at the Mita Festival in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. The summertime sadness crooner wore a blonde wig and channeled Marilyn Monroe while performing songs from her latest album, Did You Know That There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard? It was her first full show since November 2019, and only half the crowd fell asleep. Succession star Sarah Snook revealed she'd had her first kid, thanking her fans as her extremely successful series aired its final episode. Her Instagram post said, quote, "It's hard to express what this show has meant to me. It breaks my heart that it's all over," unquote. Snook is married to comedian Dave Lawson, which, in itself, is not funny. Celine Dion is scrapping all of the upcoming dates on her current tour. The My Heart Will Go On singer is canceling all remaining dates on her Courage World Tour as she continues to be treated for an incurable neurological disorder known as stiff person syndrome, which makes it impossible to sing. So, the tour is not the only thing that's a stiff. Sorry. That 70s show actor Danny Masterson was found guilty in his retrial of raping two women in the early 2000s. It took 8 days for the jury to come to the guilty verdict, and he'll face up to 30 years in prison. His sentencing is scheduled for August 4th, and in the meantime, will sit in the hellhole known as the Men's Central Jail in downtown LA.
Guilty! The Trash Bin.
Todd Chrisley's oldest son, Kyle, 31, won't face charges for threatening the life of his ex-wife, Alexis Wilby. The charges were only dropped because Alexis is no longer cooperating with Georgia prosecutors. The DeKalb County DA said, quote, "After further investigation, our office declined to prosecute the case," unquote. Lucky dick.
The news wrap-up.
The U.S. box office is improving, but still down $1 billion per year compared to pre-pandemic. Ford EVs will use Tesla charging tech in a surprise partnership between rivals. Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes began serving an 11-year sentence at a Texas prison. The U.S. Surgeon General has warned that social media is driving a teen mental health crisis. Yeah, but what about adults?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
It's Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
The number one album.
Taylor Swift's Midnights Till Dawn Deluxe Edition is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is still the top-paid app.
The number one book.
Killers of the Flower Moon by David Grann is the best-selling nonfiction book.
Dua Lipa has had a great 2023 so far, as she's co-starring in the new Barbie film alongside Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling playing Mermaid Barbie. Last October, Lipa had said, quote, "For me, this is the first year I've not been in a relationship for a very long time. It's been really great to just be alone and only think about myself," unquote. Well, not anymore. She has a new boyfriend, director-actor Romain Gavras, who she publicly appeared with for the first time at the recent Cannes Film Festival. The Barbie movie will be released on July 21st, and we're happy the first single from the soundtrack features Lipa, which we love. Here's Dua Lipa with the song of the week, Dance the Night. Dua Lipa with the song of the week, Dance the Night. Follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.